Microphone check. This one might sound nice. Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Dam, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, I got you. It's About Damn Time, it's a podcast about self-discovery. It's my self-journey. I'm on the road to building a better me, and hopefully through conversations and revelations, you too can build a better you so we can be in this together. Now, this week, we are talking about playing small and how we overcome that within ourselves. Look, even though we talk about playing small, this topic is a little too big for me. So I hired my tag team partner for this week. Look, Jada, I have wanted you to be on the show for, let's see, I've been doing this show for 3.5 years, right? And I have wanted you on since, I don't know, the first week. But you know what? We got it done. Jada Durden has joined me finally. Hey, it's about damn time, girl.
Don't do that. Listen, you know life be lifing, and like, how many years has it been?
The podcast, or have we known each other?
No, since you started this podcast.
It October 9th, 2020.
Okay, yeah. So think about this. 2020, yeah. We were in COVID. So that was real crazy. Mm-hmm. And then 2021, I don't even know what was happening in 2021.
Right, all right. When we was getting out of COVID. Mm-hmm.
I think we were still kind of in COVID, but kind of getting out of COVID. You know, 2020, I quit my job. You started in October. My last day of quitting my state job was in November of 2020. I quit in the middle of COVID. And so I was going through that transition, 2021, self-employment, figuring out that. And then 2022, I moved. Like, I've moved twice in the past year. So
You have.
It's been a lot been happening, but, you know, I'm doing better for this year.
But you know, you've been doing great all these years, and I'm glad you kind of covered your whole transition over the last 6 years, because that's kind of where I wanted to start. We talk about playing small, and I want to go back to a conversation that we had a couple of months ago. Yeah. But in order for us to get there, I kind of want to paint the picture, because you're not a new jack at your craft. You've been doing. If you don't know who Jada Durden is, okay, like, first of all, what's wrong with you, right? But if you don't know who she is, like Jada, you've been a writer, a blogger, you've been in newspapers, you know, you do content creation, food. So you started, like, when you talk about quitting your job in 2020, you were like, was it because of COVID? It was because of everything that you were trying to do, and you was like, fuck it, tell me about how that came about.
So, okay. So I'm going to back it all the way up. So in 2012, I became a state of Louisiana employee. I worked for Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And so I took that job, not necessarily because that's what I wanted to do, but I needed to do that. I had a kid. I got to pay some bills. I got to be an adult. You know, all that good stuff. So I needed to get this job. And, you know, I come from being raised by a generation of, you know, you get that job that has the good benefits and the security and retirement. So that was the job. That's what I figured I needed to do. Well, in the process of that, you know, I got a kid and I needed to be able to experience the city and take care of him and just do things. And we would be outside, if you will, at that time. And so with that, I used to be entering like all these contests, like Twitter parties, Instagram contests, all just these different things. And I used to win. I used to win concert tickets. I used to win trips. I used to win money. I used to win all these just different things from these contests. And so in 2021, I entered an Instagram contest for Zagat. It was a Taco Tuesday contest. Long story short, somebody from the Shreveport Times saw the picture of the tacos and asked me to write a review of a new section of the newspaper that they were creating. It was Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, A section. So I wrote a review. I didn't hear anything back from them for a few months. And when they finally decided to run the story, it was edited from a review standpoint to an ad standpoint. And so me not knowing, you know, the background or any of these things, I got offended because it was like, and I've never been a journalist before. That's not my thing. I'll talk to you, but you know, that's not my thing. But so I got offended because I'm like, how dare they change my review to an ad? Like, you using me. So I got pissed off. So I was like, well, I have been playing all, entering all these contests and stuff. And a lot of these contests and different things were hosted by bloggers and they were giving away these amazing prizes. So I'm like, well, shit, if the bloggers are giving away these prizes, what are the bloggers getting paid? So like in that moment, I decided that I was going to create a blog because I needed a place for my story that I wrote a review to live on, because I thought my review was better than the ad that they had edited it to. And so I ended up going back to the Times and pitched them a story about something else because I'm like, they're not supposed to get the best of me. I'm supposed to go back to them, work with them. We're supposed to do some things. And then also it was like, this is a new adventure for me. I get to tell people about stuff and I get to write and this is interesting. So I'm like, okay, let me do this. So I went back to the Times. They're like, yep, let's do it. And so I had my blog going, which had no direction at all. I used to post about some any and everything there. And then I was working with the Times, and it in the height of my working with the Times, I was doing like about 5 articles a week, which included my own article on the weekends where I gave people things to do. So I'm doing this, my blog is going, and then finally I got some direction after a great chance encounter with my bestie Brandy, who is now my bestie, who I didn't even know at that point, with some direction about travel writing and just working with tourist bureaus and different things. So I was doing that. So I'm doing the absolute most. I'm going on like press trips and different things with tourist bureaus. I'm going on brand trips, what they call brand trips now, and FAMs and all sorts of stuff. And I'm still working my full-time job in the process of this. I was using the hell out of my PTO. And so I like started making money from my blog, right? And I'm getting better and doing different things with social media. And I'm working with these brands and just all sorts of stuff. And I'm making money. So I have, of course, my income that I have from my job. And then I have money that I'm making from this blog as well. It's a business. And so by the time 2020 rolls around and COVID hit, my job moved me from in our office to in our homes. And so they kind of changed up how we would do our jobs as well, to where it was almost like we were call center workers. And so I had worked in the call center before, and I said that's something that I would never do again if I could help it. So by COVID time, it was like, you know what? I've been doing this social media stuff. I have my own brand. I've been doing a little bit of social media management for some other people. It's been pretty successful for me. I'm like, and then at that time, my son was an adult. He was I no longer had to like be so financially stable to make sure I had a solid plan for my son. And yes, I still provide for him. I still have taken care of him, all these things. But I could take more risk at that point because he was outside of that. He's in school. This is going on. All just these different things and stuff. So I said, you know what? I had a visit with my friend Ashley Johnson in Connecticut. And so I took a trip to see her, and that trip solidified that I was going to quit my job. And so the idea was I was going to quit my job and apply to be somebody's social media manager. I wanted to be either like a restaurant, attraction, or a cannabis brand social media manager. And I wrote my resignation letter in September and decided to just go ahead and take it on and work my last day in November and, you know, stop playing it a little small and safe and pursue my dreams. Cause I'm like, sure, I've done social media and just worked for people in a very guerrilla style moment. Mm-hmm. But I really want to learn this and understand more and just grow in it. And so I decided to, you know, stop playing it small and took a leap and quit my state job without like a solid plan or even another job already lined up.
But that speaks to you, first of all, your bravery with that, especially during the pandemic. But it also speaks to the fact that you bet it on yourself and you took a chance on you. So, like, for me, I'm an earth sign, so I need a little bit more stability because I get a little nervous. I have heart palpitations and everything. But you took something that you have been doing and that you were doing on the side, and you had confidence in yourself enough to sit there and do it. And I think that speaks volumes of you. Because a lot of us, and I say a lot of us, I'm going to say me. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I do podcasting. And you're like, well, how long you been doing podcasts? I'm like, oh, well, I've been doing this show for 6 years, but then I did another podcast for like 3 years, and then I did one podcast for like a year. You've been doing podcasts for 10, 11 years? And I'll be like, I mean, I guess if you add it up, but for me, I'm just like, I don't know how to do this. I could be better at this, you know, and literally shit on myself constantly. I'm working on it. I know you get on me all the time about it, but I shit on myself. I'm getting better. You don't do the, okay.
You are getting better. I wasn't shaking my head to you not getting better. Stop going on this squirrel, on this fox hunt. Keep going so you can lose your thought.
Okay, but bottom line was, I think it's important to know yourself and to bet on yourself. And you did that. Like, you, the skills that you learn, you applied them and you got, and it moves you further on in your career. And so, from social media manager to everything else that you do.
Yeah. Like, you know, COVID was a motherfucker for all of us, you know, and having a Medicaid in my house during COVID was the worst absolute thing for me. My friends that know, I had went and bought a wireless mouse because like they were counting like our damn keystrokes and shit. So I would, and I don't care now, I can talk about it now. I bought a wireless mouse and I'd be sitting on my couch just moving the mouse. For the keystrokes. Hell, some of my friends would pull up and we'd be hanging out and stuff. And it's like, what? It was so frustrating. And listen, even in the whole idea of knowing that I could do this thing, it's because I think I'm crazy enough just to believe that I can do this thing. And also because I've said and wanted some things, or things in general, so many times to where I've said it enough, to where I fight for it, to where I go for it. And there's been a lot of damn times where I've been successful and obtained whatever that thing may be. So it was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. But then also it was like, I'm tired of working for damn Medicaid. Like, this is not the job this is not the career. Cause like, even at that point when I took that job and I was in my 30s or had just turned 30 or so, in that career, it was like, this is a job that I need. This is not what I want to do. I really don't know what I want to do, but you know, I just need to take this job because I'm desperate at this point. I had been unemployed for like a year and a half before, but it was like, okay, let me do this thing. And then in discovering the social media management aspect of it, the journalist, and I'm scared to say that word, even though I have bylines, to support
your journalist.
That
is, your journalist.
Like, you know, it still scares me. And I don't know if it's confidence more.
Is it imposter syndrome?
Yeah, for sure. But it's also like, oh yeah, for sure. My friends always tell me that. Yeah. But it's also like, girl, do this shit. If what's the most they can say? No. And you know, I live by we have not because we ask not. But and I also am very much, if I speak it, I can say it, I can have it. So it's like, well, why don't I walk in that? And I do, but I just do it scared and anxious. And I need to consult my friends and have many conversations about it. But when my head is made up about it, I'm going to just do it.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. When your head's made up about it, that's a good point. When your head was made up about leaving, just working for the state, you did it. And when your head's made up about moving and you moved, How do you get to that point, to that decision-making process? Because I know you, all right, you said you talked to your friends and everything. I like to, you know, you talk to me. Thank you. I appreciate that, being part of that. But because I will sit there and talk to my friends like crazy. You know, I'll barrage you with questions and everything. You give me the same answer. Like, I already told you, Jared. So how do you get to that point where you just like, where it's that point where you, it's like, shit, I get off the pot.
That's a loaded question, Jared, because sometimes depending on what it is and depending on how excited I am about it, I'm just gonna pull the trigger and be like, fuck it, let's ball. Let's fucking do it. But then some stuff I will hem-haw on until the very last minute, until it's like I literally got a shit or I'm supposed to fall off the pot. It's not even that, you know, that I can get up and get off the pot. No, I'm about to fall on this ground. So I need to go ahead and shit now before it's going to be shit everywhere. You know, it's almost like a containment. It almost gets to a point to where I got to contain some shit to be able, you know, to make me move. No, that's real. Yeah, so that's like, real. I guess it's a form of desperation, if you will, but it's like, you can either do this or you don't. And if you don't do it, it's going to be so much shit everywhere. And you got to clean up the shit. So if you don't want to clean up the shit, get your shit together and go ahead and take this shit on the pot. You know?
That's a lot of shit.
But that's what it gets to. You know, and I really do. The thing about it is that for real, I consult my friends. And then I think about whatever the thing may be. Is this going to hurt me? Will this possibly hurt me? Will this physically hurt me? Will this mentally hurt me? Will this emotionally hurt me? If the obvious answer is no, then I move on to like just different things. Like, will I benefit from this? Will I be able to level up with this? Will I enjoy this? Is this something I've ever done before? Like, will this get me to the next level? You know, those answers are yes, then it's like, well, shit, what's the motherfucking gamble? I can either stay exactly where I am without even knowing what possibly could have happened, or I can take the risk and try it, and I just might get a yes. Just might, you know, get this thing. So, like, I quit my job, and I'm like, I'm going to be somebody's social media manager. And I was self-employed for about a year and a half, almost 2 years. And then I was like, oh, I got to get a job. This is not what I signed up for. I got to get a job. And I ended up applying for the job as the social media manager at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, and I got it. And so that meant I had to move. So it was like, well, I had told myself during COVID that I wanted to move somewhere, and I was applying for jobs everywhere, but I had got discouraged to see, like, is it actually going to happen? Is this what I'm going to do? And it was like, well, maybe it wasn't for that time, but in 2022, it damn sure was time, because I had to up and move and take on a new job.
Yeah, and look, we both are from the same town, and we know that there are individuals in our lives that they ain't left Shreveport, they ain't left the street that they lived on, they ain't left the house that they grew up in. So to have that, talk to me about that courage to pick up and go somewhere where you don't, like, because, you know, Shreveport, you know Shreveport, you've been there all your life. Lake Charles, you may have visited, but you don't really know Lake Charles. How does that change where you pick up and now I'm on my own and I got to figure this out?
Okay, so let me say this. This is the thing about how my journey has been. I've never really been alone in any of it. Because so ironically, when I moved to Lake Charles in September of 2022, some really good friends of mine, Marcus and Timothy, they moved to Lake Charles in January of 2022. And so with me moving, of course, you know, I got to find a place. I got to do all these things. Marcus and Timothy had just bought a house right before I moved to Lake Charles, and they were still living in their old place. And so they needed to break their lease. And so with them breaking their lease, I had a place then to be able to go because of that connection with them. And so they were some of the people that I was able to experience Lake Charles with. But let me say this, Lake Charles is wild. And going to an unknown place, even with a few friends, and you're meeting new people. Because, you know, I went from Shreveport to now I'm working on this luxury casino resort property with thousands of people, and I'm meeting new coworkers and experiencing this new city that I don't know with very few people, like with two, it was like maybe three people at that point that I knew that were in Lake Charles. And so it's like, here we go. What's going on? And like, you know, making friends as an adult is weird.
Look, I was just about to ask that part because it's one thing in high school. It's one thing when you got the same classes in the same mentor.
Yes,
but I'm like, yeah. Yeah, like, because look, I do not make friends with the most of the friends I have are the friends I didn't have. And unless somebody introduced me to somebody, I'm standoffish.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and I know people. And I know people think, "Oh, Jerry, you got a podcast? You know, 200 episodes in, and all this other." I'll be like, I'll sit in the corner by myself. So the fact that you, you know, you had some people, and it made it happen. But I like the fact that you used your network of people. You know what I mean? Like you, I think a lot of times we'll sit there trying to feel like we got to do everything on our own.
No.
Yeah.
No. Listen.
You use your network.
I will use my network, and I have been fortunate enough to have some pretty incredible people surrounding me in my life. So if I need this, I can call this person. If I need this, I can call this person. But it's not like a transactional thing. We like truly have a relationship. Mm-hmm. And they know they can call me about whatever. And if I don't know it, I can find out who knew it. Or if they don't know it, they can find out who knows it. So even in taking those risks and taking those leaps, it's important to have like a strong support system. Yeah. Because even if there's a fall, and the goal, of course, is for there not to be the fall, but shit, life happens, shit be shitting. Even if there's a fall, you have your support system there that will help cushion that blow. But even in with it not being a fall, just like you're just going through the motions of things, that support system is important. And I am so fortunate to have a great support system. And then, you know, I'm not really big on small talk with people, but I can small talk people. So I'll talk to people about some any and everything. And especially like with my job at the Golden Nugget, I was a lot of times talking to people, whether it be my coworkers, whether it be people at the property. So of course people, once they hear me, you know, they knew I wasn't from there. And so they were like, oh, you're not from here. Yeah. And so they want to talk about stuff and give me, and I'm always looking for, like, I'm always doing stuff with Loving This Life, my blog, well, with the social media. And so I'm always looking like for suggestions of where I need to go eat or what do I need to go check out and stuff like that. So even in just conversing with people, finding out stuff about it as well.
So now you're in New Orleans.
Yes.
So now you're making things happen in New Orleans. So tell me about that experience and how it's been for you.
So I'm no longer with the Golden Nugget. So when I went to Lake Charles, I was like, okay, I'm gonna get the Golden Nugget. Get like 3 years, so I can learn this, and then I'm gonna move around. I'm gonna move out of Louisiana. Da, 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 da. Well, in the process of working the first year at the Golden Nugget, I had ended up meeting the people from Good Day Farm where I work now, and so it is a cannabis brand. And we are a retailer as well as a manufacturer in multiple states. And so I ended up at one point before I left Shreveport. I was a brand ambassador for this clinic in Shreveport that helped people get their medical marijuana recommendations. Right. And so in that position, I ended up meeting the folks from Good Day Farm. So when I moved to Lake Charles, by that time, flower had come on the market for the medical program. So I was working with Good Day Farm while in Lake Charles, and I would like review product, or I was like invited to come to New Orleans to do photo shoots or just different things, like in a very influencer content creator role with the brand while working at the Golden Nugget. Like I got an obsession with having side gigs or something. Or
you are the most side gigging person. You know what I mean? You do.
Or something.
Yeah, but I love it though. The grind don't stop.
No, it don't. And so I was, I don't know what happened, but I was maybe on LinkedIn or something, and I saw Good Day Farm had a position that was available. And I ended up applying for it and didn't hear anything, but they were still working with me in the other aspects of it. And so I thought, oh, they don't want me in that. They just want to work with me in like the influencer aspect and stuff. And so then Tales of the Cocktail had a position as well that was available. So I applied for that because it was like, this is the dream brand to work for. I was familiar with Tales of the Cocktails. I'm like, okay, I want to work with them. Well, then Good Day Farm had this position available again. And so by that time, because Good Day Farm was then about to become the managing brand for the dispensary in Lake Charles, they had come to visit the property. And of course, I met with them because I'm on the social media team, but then also because I worked with them. And so I met who is now my boss at that moment, and the position came up again, and I was getting her, information and stuff to let her know that I had somebody that wanted to apply for that position. But then I also let her know that I had previously applied for that position. And she was unaware that I had previously applied for that position. And we just started having some conversations, and in the process, so I celebrate my birthday big every year. And so in the, before we had even started discussing the job, we were discussing them sponsoring my birthday party for the year. It was my birthday was right near Thanksgiving, always near Thanksgiving. So we were getting Thanksgiving. And so it was like, okay, they're going to sponsor my birthday. We're meeting and planning for birthday stuff and everything. But then this job comes open. So we start discussing this job and we go through all of the processes. And I ended up getting the position as marketing manager for the brand. And I cover Louisiana, help out in the other states, but I mainly cover Louisiana. And so at that point, I was only in Lake Charles because I worked for the Golden Nugget. And it was like, okay, I no longer work for the Golden Nugget, so I don't have to stay in Lake Charles. But I didn't want to break my lease because I didn't want to have to go through all of that and trying to find somebody in that financial. No. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go all the way to the end of my lease, and then I'm going to go somewhere else. And I knew that I needed to stay in Louisiana. And I was like, I don't want to go back to Shreveport yet. And I was like, well, what other city could possibly fit my personality? So now I'm here in New Orleans. And so I still work for Good Day Farm. We are the, one of the managing brands of the dispensaries over here in New Orleans with NOLA Cannabis Company. And so I work, of course, in this area, but then also across the state and help out in the other markets as well.
So that is so wild that you just opening your mouth and speaking into existence and talking, and then you... is carrying you to these places. And
that shit is crazy to me, Jared. It's crazy to me because, you know, I will say some stuff, and even in speaking to like with my friends about stuff, it's like, we go do it. Let's do it. Like, if this is what we want to do, if it's not hurting us or harming us, can it possibly level us up? Take us to another level, take us to the next level. Can it enrich our experiences? Is this something that we have desired to do? And look, you got to think about it. Let's back up to 2020. When I was quitting my job, I said, I'm going to be somebody's social media manager. Yeah. I was like, it's going to be an attraction, it's going to be a restaurant, or it's going to be a cannabis brand. And then I went to the casino. And although I'm not the social media manager for Good Day Farm, I'm marketing manager. I do handle some of the social, well, I handle some of the social media for our Good Day Farm. And so it's literally what I spoke in 2020, even though that's, I didn't think that it was going to turn into this. And here we are, and I'm loving the experience.
So this brings us back to the conversation, because you've told this story on your 6-year odyssey, going from I'm working from the state and I'm gonna start doing a blog to social media manager to marketing manager of a dispensary that you had to do stuff statewide for. Now,
yeah,
I'm gonna tell people the story. We're at a bar. Having a drink, enjoying a meal.
That was a wild night.
It was a wild night. And so Jaina tells me about even though she's done all this, even though she speaks things in the existence, even though she talks to her friends and uplifts her friends, Jaina starts and tells me, hey, these people want me to start writing for them and doing some stuff for them. And I'm scared to do it. And I'm like, but you've been doing this for 6 years. Scared. And we had to have a whole conversation where I'd be like, well, what's stopping you from doing it? So how does a person all right, I know you do it scared. I know you do it scared. But you have been doing it scared for 6 years, and you have built all of this. You have built a brand and a career. How do you get scared still to this day?
I'm scared. Jared, let me tell you something. So what month was that? It was Soul Bowl month. So whatever month Soul Bowl. When was that?
October?
Yeah, like September, October. Somewhere October. In there. Okay. So Jared, that was September, October. I was supposed to see the people when I was in Lake Charles a little bit after I saw you and have a meeting. Right. Start writing for them again. And I did not go. I purposely bobbed and weaved so that I wouldn't have that meeting. But because scared, crazy. And it's like, girl, you can do this. Like, you fussed at me. You're like, girl, what are you talking about? You know, that whole thing. Right. But then also my other friends, they will get in my ass. I've got this one particular friend. He is crazy. And he's like, what the fuck is your problem? What do you mean? You done did this before. What's the problem? Like, I don't understand. And that's how he sits up and talks to me. And so I don't like for my friends to talk to me that way. Because I know y'all are right. And then again, why can't I do it? So I will say that I was intentional in taking some friends and attending an event to where I knew that editor was going to be. And so we ended up setting a meeting, and we just finally had the meeting actually 14 days ago today, 2 weeks ago today, we had a meeting. And so I have another article that's due with them in about 3 weeks. And so he was like, yeah, we want to get you in the magazine more often. And it's like good money. Like, I could use this extra money. So I'm going to stop bullshitting.
So you were literally running away from money. And you have no idea why.
Shut up, Jared.
I say anxiety. No, I know it's anxiety, and I say this because
vulnerability.
You give me the same shit. You know what I'm saying? When I'm sitting there talking, when I'm sitting there talking about, you know, podcasting, because I had a good stretch in this last couple of days where I was like, you know, this might be my last year doing this, and you know, that was meant with mixed things. Like, yeah, we'll do something different. And or, what are you talking about? You so good.
I'm glad
at
you're telling me this on here, so I won't cuss you out too bad. But when we're not on this, I'm so cussing you out. Cause what?
I N-word, mean,
what?
But you know what I'm saying? Like, we get in our own way, and we
yeah, we self-sabotage so bad. We cause so many roadblocks for ourselves. like life in general will create roadblocks for us. We are Black people.
But you know what's real crazy? What's real crazy is when you're young, you have all these aspirations and dreams, and nothing stopping you. It's getting older in the world where you really start becoming your own roadblock.
And unfortunately, I
ended up writing a blog about this a few years back. Unfortunately, it goes back to, our parents, and not them trying to do it, but just trying to get us, ready for the real world on certain things. So when I was young, I wanted to be a ninja. Like that was what you want to do? When you grow up, I want to be a ninja, and I had this whole vision that I was gonna be a ninja, and I was gonna help save the world, and I had these computers and everything, and world leaders were gonna call me and be like, "Hey, Jared, we need you to help out right here," and I'm like, "I got you," and I go fly in a plane, and I get there and save the day. I've always had a hero complex, obviously, but I just knew I was gonna be a ninja. And when Mama asked me one day, I don't know, 6, 7, she asked me one day, she was like, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I told the whole ninja story. And she was like, "Baby, let me ask you a question." I said, "Okay." She said, "How you going to get paid from that?" And I was like, "Well, the world leaders will give me money because they're happy that I saved the day." She's like, "Baby." Now, did she give me a dose of reality? Yes. Yes, she did. Could she have reframed that and been like, "Well, you know what? Let's put you on your way, and maybe we'll put you in a karate class, and maybe they'll give me confidence and then in discipline, and then I can build from that." And I think that's the way we kind of have to start approaching not only those talks we have with our kids in this day and age, but we have to sit and talk about it with ourselves. Okay, you said I'm gonna be somebody's social media manager. I'm gonna sit there and do this, and even though you were just writing for the Shreveport Times and then starting your blog, that's what you said you was gonna do, and damn it, the hell, you did it. It took ways to get there, but it got there.
And yes, listen, let's go back to the thing about the mamas. Because my mama, she didn't do that. Like, she'd just be like, "Okay, Jada, whatever." Like, she'll be like, "I don't know," or "Are you sure?" or "Is this what you want to do?" But she never like discourages. But with your mama, she like, your mama. I know your mama, and she don't know no better, and she ain't mean no harm.
She didn't mean any harm whatsoever. Yeah.
She didn't realize that you needed that extra, oomph for you to be able to feel better about that conversation and how she handled that. But you know that now. So even with you knowing what you need and how you need to be able to be motivated about something, you can take that same principle. It's because it's the mechanics of it.
Right.
You take that mechanics and give that to yourself about situations and stuff that you want to do. So whereas mine might be, "Jada, girl, get off your ass and do this shit." Or "Does it hurt you, harm you?" That type of deal.
Right.
You could frame yours into, "Okay, I want to do this. So let's figure out how I can do this as well as get paid doing this as well."
Exactly. And I think it's interesting enough, like my mom is one of my biggest supporters. Like she, I just talked to her the other day, and she was like,
"Hey, mama,
you might be listening. Okay, maybe I'll send you the clip." So I'm gonna send her this. And so the one thing that I with my mama is that as my biggest supporter now, like she's like, "Jared, you don't believe in yourself enough. You don't know how amazing you are. Like I can't wait for you to see how great you are and how all this is going to take off, and then I want to just be there right front and center and look you in your eyes and say, 'I told you so.'" I was like, "Yes, ma'am." And so those are the conversations we got to have with ourselves first. Like, before you went to your friends, before you quit jobs, yes. before you started networking to get places, before you start, getting talked into, articles and everything, you believed first.
Yeah, for sure. No, I did. Yeah. I had to make up in my mind and be like, you know what? I'm crazy enough that I can do this. Like, I will take this risk on myself. There ain't nobody else that's gonna do it for me. Like, I'm not married. I'm not a sugar baby. I am not a well-kept woman. I don't have any of those opportunities. So if I don't get it, I ain't gonna have it. So if I want it, I gotta get it.
So yeah, I mean, I love it. The cost of playing small would have cost you everything. You would not even be here if you looked at that whole thing and they rewrote your stuff and you'd be like, oh, okay, well, oh well, at least something's in the paper. And then you'd have kept right on going.
Yeah, your whole
life would be completely fucking different right now.
Real.
So tell people who are listening to this and they hearing us go back and forth, encouraging each other. How did you get to a place where you start believing what you wanted? Because it's one thing to want something, it's another thing to believe that you're gonna actually get it. How do you get there?
You know, I think that I've just naturally been kind of a risk taker. My mama will always say that I've just been headstrong about whatever. So if I believe it, and maybe it's that thing of that, I think I'm right about stuff or whatever, or a know-it-all, if you will. I just believe that, if it's there and if you can have it, I can have it. Or if that's something that I want, why can't I have it? Like, you a person just like I am. What makes you any different? Or what makes this celebrity any different? It's just because of opportunities and relationships and different things. And so it's like, well, if there's something that I desire that seems attainable to me, then why wouldn't I go after it? Like, if it's something better or something that I can experience, I love new experiences. I love, love, love being able to just say, ooh, I've done that before, or ooh, I experienced that, or ooh, I want to see that. And so it's just like, I've just been that girl to be like, okay, let's do it. Let's figure it out. I'm that friend, even in my friend group, that's like, what y'all doing? Let's go on a road trip today to go eat crawfish or something like that. Just me. I like do it for the plot, because I like to just do some shit and see what's gonna happen. I'm scared about it, even in the anxiety, I think about the plot that might could happen and be like, ooh, let me do it.
So one might say it's just about damn time to say fuck it and do it for the plot.
Just fuck it and do it for the plot.
I get it. Like, life is too short. Life
We only have one life that we are aware of. And we never know when this life may cease. And, when it does, you won't fucking know. But while you have your knowledge and everything right now, I just want to experience some shit. I just want to do some shit. I don't want to be in a job that makes me miserable, that makes me hate working, because at the end of the day, I got to have a job. I got to support myself. I got to be able to provide and have. So I would rather do it in a kick-ass, amazing job where I get to smoke weed after my work time and not worry about getting drug tested for a job. I get to put weed in people's lives. Or whatever that job may be, or whatever that opportunity or thing or career or love or whatever. I just rather experience this life that we're living in the way that I want to do it, and do it in a way that's enjoyable to me, with the people that I want to do it with. I mean, I feel like just in life in general, the rules are all made up. There are no rules.
Right.
You just got to figure out how to navigate it and make it work in the favor that you want it to work in.
Absolutely. I couldn't say that better myself. Jada, this has been an absolutely outstanding conversation. I got to have you back. But before you go... Thank you. But before you go, tell everybody where they can find you at. Tell everybody all the wonderful stuff you're doing. You know, because I like seeing your posts on social media, because somebody was like not doing a whole lot of posts, and all of a sudden now, you know, after a conversation, she is doing a lot more posts, and I want to make sure that I encourage that type of behavior, because I'm so fucking proud of her.
On every single social media platform, I'm at Loving, LOVING, This Life, Jada, THISLIFEJADA. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. You know, I'm telling you about some eats and crawfish and different things in New Orleans. Telling you about some other properties and stuff through the state. I got some content coming up. And then I'm taking some fun day trips. I have been able to find some cheap flights. And so I'm going to have lunch in different cities. And just,
I love your day trips. I love the day trip
content. The day trips are fun. Okay. So listen, I'm going to put this out there, 'cause I know a bunch of my friends listen to your podcast and watch it. So friends, if you're in for this day trip this year, and keyword friends, if you're in for some day trips this year, go ahead and text me so we can go ahead and get this plan started. 'Cause after March, we outside.
Let me put myself on this day trip.
Yeah, you would get cheap stuff, flights out of Atlanta.
I should
continue with this podcast. You should maybe do a podcast in some different cities. You like might meet some random people where you can be traveling and podcast. Maybe that's like a new little aspect of your show. I don't know, but you know,
getting me together, getting me for more projects for my head to explode upon. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
okay. Yeah. You're doing it. You have been doing it for a while. You know what to do. Just like me, I know what to do. We just got to get out of our heads and do it. And even more so with you. Just stop playing small. There was this, it's going around again right now. There's this video and it's like, you got to think big, bitch. You know what your problem is? You ain't thinking big, bitch. You got to think big, bitch. Think big, but also align yourself and move big too. And it's okay to do it afraid. It's okay to do it scared. Have a little courage and just do it even while afraid and scared and anxious about the things. Just do it.
I couldn't tell it better myself. Jada, thank you for joining me on this week's Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.